Hey, content creators, I have an outstanding tool that just may speed up your creative workflow. Check it out. HensoTech is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Access everything you need online simply and securely wherever you're logging in from. LastPass makes security for your digital life effortless. Visit LastPass.com/Twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on Tech is brought to you by IT Pro TV. Visit itpro.tv/twit for an additional 30% off for the lifetime of your active consumer subscription. Use code TWIT30 at checkout. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I am Matt Pruitt, and this is Hands on Tech here on TWIT TV. Hope y'all are doing well. I'm unbelievable as always. And I couldn't be more excited to share with you a really, really awesome tool for content creators. And that is the Tourbox Creator Console. First off, let me just show this thing to you. Oh, my goodness. Now, you've probably heard of content creator consoles and so forth. And typically, they're about the size of a keyboard. Not this one. This thing is about the size of the number pad on your keyboard, and it is packed full of power and full of different tools and configurations that's going to help you be even more efficient with your content creation, whether it's photo editing, whether it's video editing, graphic design, whatever. It is an outstanding little tool. This is the Tourbox from the folks at Tourbox Tech. I believe they're a Chinese company, and this thing was kicked off back at CES 2020 and got all kinds of little awesome recognitions and awards. I didn't get to speak to them at CES this year, and but I'm glad I was able to give them a shout and find them here previously as I scrolled through some of my feeds and whatnot. Very, very, very cool device. Okay, so what exactly is the Tourbox? This is a content creator's box. Basically, what Tourbox wants to do is allow you to speed up your workflow, whether you're, you know, doing photos or videos or whatever. So what does that mean, speed up your workflow? Okay, so let's think about it. If you've been watching Hands-On Photography, you've seen me go through Photoshop, and I'll use a lot of keyboard shortcuts to get things done, and I'll even do Photoshop actions and things like that. Because when you're using a mouse inside of these creative apps, it could be a little bit cumbersome and it can slow you down just a touch, depending on what you're doing. And you end up using your mouse and your left hand to go through keyboard shortcuts as well as clicking here and right clicking there. And it could slow you down just a touch. It's a lot faster than just clicking on menus, but it is a little bit easier to have keyboard shortcuts. Well, Tourbox said, you know what, we're going to make that even faster by allowing you to have a box that you can control with one hand and go through and handle things like brush size and brush opacity and moving sliders and knocking out shortcuts with just a click of a button. It's a really, really slick device. I've played around with it with Photoshop. I've played around with it with Lightroom. I've tried to play around with it with Premiere Pro a little bit, and I'm still not quite there yet. But the beauty of it is I can customize the console to fit my needs. I don't necessarily have to use the out-of-the-box settings that come with the Tourbox. Granted, the settings that come out of the box for Photoshop and Lightroom, they're pretty good. I mean, they're really, really, really good. It allows me to do most of my different post-processing editing and tips just with one hand. And the thing is, I have big hands, and this thing is so daggum comfortable even for my large hands. It just works really well from an ergonomic standpoint. Like I said, it's only about the size of a number pad on a full-size keyboard, so it's roughly about 4 by 3 inches squared, somewhere in that area. Not too bad. But the beauty is this console that comes with the actual software. This runs in the background, and it allows you to go through and configure a lot of different tips and different steps in your post-processing. So let me switch over and let you see what the actual software looks like that comes with the Tourbox. Okay, so here is the actual Tourbox console, and this is their latest version, version 2, which now includes more and more software tools built in for Lightroom in particular. So let's go back to the first setting here. This is the Photoshop setting, a Photoshop preset, if you will. And as you scroll down, you see you have all of these different indicators for what the buttons do on the console. Like if I wanted to hover over this button here, which they call the short button, that's the space key on my keyboard, so on and so forth. Now this right here, this little D-pad looking device, this is a heads-up display that is installed with the software. You can use this heads-up display. You can totally just get rid of it. I find it quite useful to leave it on the screen. You can actually move it around like this and put it out of the way, but allow it to be something that you can see rather quickly for a quick reference. Now let's take a look at this Lightroom preset. Again, you get the same concept of the buttons give you different tools and different actions, if you will. Now you notice here, this preset says video, and it says video with the lowercase v. I did that on purpose so that you could see that this was a preset that I set up for myself. Tourbots, as I said previously, Tourbots was designed particularly with Photoshop and Lightroom in mind, but it also had the flexibility to add other apps, whether it's Capture One, whether it's Premiere Pro, whether it's Adobe Illustrator. All of those other apps can be configured using this hardware and software together. There's also some user-generated presets already available online that you can use in both Mac and Windows for any of these other applications. This video preset that you see here, I downloaded a user-generated video preset for Premiere Pro, and I decided to play around with it myself. Again, I could still do a little bit more configuration with it, but I'm just trying to get started with it, and just I really enjoy how it's pretty straightforward and easy to do. This episode of Hands on Tech is brought to you by IT Pro TV. If you're interested in an IT career but aren't sure which one is right for you, IT Pro TV can help. Sign up for a premium membership and let an expert guide you. With over 4,000 hours of IT training, get the certification you need to be successful. Go to itpro.tv/twit and use code TWIT30 for an additional 30% off the lifetime of your active consumer subscription. That's itpro.tv/twit and use code TWIT30. IT Pro TV. Build or expand your IT career and enjoy the journey. Okay, so now that we've shown you the console, let's go ahead and show you how it looks in action using one of these applications. So we'll go ahead and close this and we'll click on Lightroom down here at the bottom. And it's just a general, you know, this image that I've been working with. I'm currently in the library. I need to go to the develop module. So on my keyboard, my regular keyboard, I would just hit D and just hop on over to the develop module. Now notice here we have this little heads up display, but this heads up display isn't necessarily geared towards Lightroom right now. Well, there's a fix for that. All I have to do is just hit this little console button on the Tourbots to switch to my different presets. Currently it says I'm in Photoshop. If I click it again, it switches to my Lightroom preset. And now you'll notice here the HUD has everything that's more applicable to Lightroom. So if I want to adjust the highlights, I know to click on this button here and then just turn the knob. And if you watch right here, you'll notice the highlight slider goes the way I turned the knob on it. Very, very quickly and pretty intuitive and much easier than just using a mouse clicking and dragging and things like that, because sometimes you need to be a little bit more sensitive with some of these settings. For example, if I want to switch down and check on the clarity, there are different buttons for that. I can hold down this button here and then I can click up on the D-pad to hit clarity. And then I get the same functionality that way. All right. It's very, very simple and straightforward. All of the buttons on this Tourbots has some type of function built for Lightroom. It just takes a little bit of time to get your muscle memory down. And actually, when I say a little bit of time, I really do mean a little bit of time. It's so intuitive and so quick. But what if you want to hop into Photoshop instead of using Lightroom? Because you guys know that I like to go from Lightroom to Photoshop and then from Photoshop back to Lightroom as my full workflow of working on photo editing. So we're going to hop on over into Photoshop and I'll show you that screen. And again, I still have my little HUD here. And if I want to move it around and get rid of it, I can. But I want to switch to my Photoshop preset. So I'm just going to click the little console button and it's going to switch to Photoshop. pretty easy. Now, I'm in Photoshop doing what I would normally do with a Wacom tablet. So I'm going to move around and just change this little layer, unlock it, go to my actions like I normally would. I can do all of this stuff like I normally would if I had a mouse or a Wacom tablet. But I am now getting rid of that mouse and just using the tools built in. So let's say I wanted to take away the red on my tail light here in this image. I can just use the healing brush. So just tap that and then just brush it away. And it's gone. Okay. And if I wanted to do a clone stamp, I just tap down on the D-pad and it's taking me to the clone stamp. But typically when you're doing a clone stamp, you need some type of source. Okay. So I need an alt key. There's an alt key built onto this console. Click my alt key, grab my source, and I can paint in additional clouds or anything like that. So let's do it here because I want to get rid of the tree just as a really, really rough example. Just brush the tree away like that, and we're good to go. Now I can change the brush size just by turning the knob, making it larger, smaller. Now let's go to the actual regular paint brush. So we're going to click the D-pad as it notes right here. Just click there, and then we're on the regular paint brush. Now if you've seen me discuss doing a little bit of photo editing with like skin retouching and things like that, you know that I'm pretty particular about how I use my paintbrush. I don't want 100% opacity. Sometimes I don't want 100% flow and things like that. And that usually means right clicking and turning this and clicking this menu. And yet it's a little bit cumbersome, but I've gotten used to it. Tourbox has made that so much easier. Let me show you. Normally, I would have to go over here to the top menu and change the hardness there, change the opacity over here in the upper left, and change the flow right there. But now with the Tourbox, I could just click on this right D-pad on my console to activate the brush tool. And if I want to change the brush size, I just turn this knob and you'll see the brush size is getting larger. But let's say I wanted to just paint a black line, a hard black line across the screen. And I can just click and drag with my Wacom tablet and I get a hard black line across the screen. But the opacity isn't quite right. So how can I change it? I can just hold down one of these buttons here on the console and turn the knob. And if you look at the opacity meter up in the upper left, now you'll see my opacity is increasing as I turn the knob and hold down this particular button on the console. And again, that was all done with one hand. So now when I brush, I get a much darker line. But what if I wanted to make this a softer edge brush? It's the same concept. I just change the softness by clicking the particular button. And if you look in the upper left, you'll see that the softness or hardness is being decreased there. So now it'll have a little bit more of a feathered edge. Absolutely awesome. And this was all done with one hand and so simple and so easy to do. All right. But that is it. This thing is a really, really, really slick device. I am so happy they sent this over for me to check it out. You can get the Tourbox online. Depending on the retailer, I've seen it for as low as $160, and I've seen it for as low as $180. Just depends on the retailer. We will put a link in the show notes that'll lead you on over to a retailer so you can check it out for yourself. Okay? All right, so that's going to do it for this week's episode of Hands on Tech. I appreciate you all joining us each and every week. While you're here, make sure you go ahead and check out my shows, Hands on Photography, as well as my other show, Hands on Wellness, and subscribe there. Thank you all for watching. Thank you all for being great members of the TWIT community. And we'll see you next time here on Hands on Tech. Y'all take care.
Hey folks, I'm Micah Sargent, host of Hands on iOS right here on the TWIT Network. If you've got iOS devices or watchOS devices or tvOS device, any kind of Apple mobile device, you are going to want to check out Hands on iOS. It is the best way to make the most of those devices. I walk through tips, tricks, and everything in between, plus answer your questions. So be sure to check it out. It's twit.tv/HOI.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.